49 seconds in. Can you see me and hear me? Oh, it just started over right now. So the pre-roll apparently took 50 seconds this morning instead of 30. So Patty Sanchez says no. Nostradamus says yes. Colonel Lebowski says no. Coach Dad, nope, not yet. No, no. Well, you should now. I got a 5x5 from Nostradamus, which means we're up. Good morning, everybody. Somebody asked, is this Patreon exclusive or is it Gen Pop? It's supposed to be Gen Pop, but I might have clicked the wrong button, in which case I'll make a Gen Pop afterwards. In the meanwhile, we can just hang out here. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How are you? Tremendous? Believe it. Tremendous. Mad Kel, what's up, bro?
A lot of people just click the link to your Patreon.
Yeah, but there's only 138 people here. So my guess is I accidentally clicked Patreon only. You got it? No. We're at 297 now. That's fine. Good morning to everybody. Good morning to everybody who's listening on the podcast platform. Did you give me my card back, sweetheart?
No.
Oh, well, freaking do it then. Jeez Louise. Women these days. It is the 17th of April, 2024. You guys know what to do. Subscribe, ring the little bell icon, do all that stuff. Quit living in your mom's basement, grow up, take personal responsibility, acknowledge that Yeshua is Messiah, do what he tells you to do, and then do all works unto Elohim. So you can put a smile on his face and hear at the end of an age, well done, good and faithful servant. That's my call to action today. The show is brought to you by the creator of the universe. I hope you know him. If you don't, his name is Yahuwah, your Elohim, the Lord, your God, and he loves you beyond the shadow of a doubt. So get out of your own head and submit yourself to him. Okay? Okay, cool. It's also brought to you by the people on Patreon. They're also super cool. They're not as cool as the creator, but they're close. Link is in the description. And a little tiny company called Refuge Medical that I am the founder and CEO of, that is up to 102 lives saved to date. Oh, look, they're in the chat. Hey, it's Refuge. What's up, Refuge? 102 lives saved directly with Refuge Medical Kits, and 18, I believe, is the number through Project Tribute, which puts us at 120 lives saved to date. And giant clap hand for Mr. Kyle M, who is in the chat right here, because he's both Life 93 and Life 120. Good job. Yesterday, Kyle put a tourniquet on somebody's leg who had a compound fracture of the femur and was bleeding profusely after their pickup truck got into an argument with a semi. And if you've ever thought, should I get into an argument with the semi will win. I would not recommend it. And so Kyle did some really awesome stuff and saved that person's life. So good job, bro. I know you don't want any of the credit because I know you intimately well, Kyle. Well, not quite intimately, but you're my brother, and I know you very well. Because if I knew you intimately, that would be unrighteous. That'd be weird. But I know you very, very well, and I know you don't want the credit. But good job. So that's the intro for today. We're going to talk about civil unrest. We're going to talk about Russians in Africa. And we're going to talk about deep fake election war games that are being played at the White House right now, which is fun. Listen, I feel compelled to tell you, if you don't have a tourniquet on you that you can get to like that fast, please, if you do nothing else today, get yourself a real tourniquet, a real Cat Gen 7, or a real soft tee. Have it staged and on you and know how to use it, because of all the different tools we have in our toolkit to deal with the March algorithm, massive bleeding, airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else. Tourniquet's going to 9 times out of 10 statistically be your go-to. So please have one on you. Okay. To the brief. Maurice is tracking. Hey, I got to admit, guys, I'm a little fuzzy headed this morning because a brother of mine came over and we sat by the fire and took swigs out of a bottle of some wonderful 6-year-old rye that was provided to me as a token of thanks from some people who probably don't want to be named on camera, but they're very, very good at their job. So thank you to those who shall not be named for the whiskey, although it's, yeah. Bear Independent Brief 17. April 2024. Civil unrest continues to swell across the Estados Unidos as the situation in the Middle East grows more dire. On Monday in New York, roughly a dozen pro-Palestinian protesters halted commuters from heading west across the Hudson River on the Hamilton Fish Newburgh Beacon Bridge. I've been on that bridge. I've been in that city. If you live there, go. Run, flee to the wilderness. The protesters were arrested, according to the New York State Police. On Monday afternoon, dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters rushed the Brooklyn Bridge and some attempted to light traffic flares. Police issued summons for 44 people for disorderly conduct and have slapped another four with criminal charges. In Chicago, the entrance to O'Hare International Airport was blocked by protesters, and in California, traffic was blocked by protesters at San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. More pro-Palestinian protesters also caused the closure of the I-880 in Oakland for traffic headed in both directions. KCBS Radio wrote on X, quote, "All lanes are blocked. No estimated time of opening. There is a protest here. No one is sure what they are protesting. But all lanes are blocked. Reports of barrels, people on lawn chairs sitting between barrels, all in chains," end quote. Bro. Cowcatcher, push bumper, DA dozer. Full send, says Mitten Man. 100%. Yeah, 100%. This is a roadway. And if you happen to get struck by a vehicle on a roadway because you played stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes. Says me personally. One construction worker told CBS News that he was stranded on the I-880 in Oakland for 5 hours, saying, quote, "At the beginning, I was kind of afraid. I didn't know what was going on. I was afraid for my life. Basically, this is not fair for a lot of people that are going to work. They're trying to make some money, and look what happened. This is just, to be honest, ridiculous," end quote. Maybe, hopefully, the tide of public opinion is starting to sway in the other direction. Hey man, I'm glad you have your opinions. Mazel tov. First Amendment. You have the right to voice your grievances. That's great. That's super duper great. Also, if you haven't noticed, it's 2024 in Joe Biden's economy, and I gotta go to work because bread is $6 a loaf, and the average rent in the United States of America is $2,800 a month. And if I don't go do my job, the biggest problem you're going to have, Mr. Protester, is me bashing all the teeth out of your face with my fist. So move. Go protest somewhere else. Maybe the court of public opinion is starting to sway in the other direction. Maybe not. JD Prepping said, "That's why I carry." 100%. I would show you the wonderful, the tremendous Glock 17 Gen 5 TLR1 HL on my hip right now, but YouTube hates it when you show firearms on live streams because they're communist. But suffice it to say, it's there. Yes, these protests were all coordinated by A15 Action. Their website reads, quote, "The global economy is complicit in genocide. Join participating cities in blocking the arteries of capitalism and jamming the wheels of production." Their website, let's just pause for a moment. Their website says the problem is capitalism. You ever develop a website? Even if you just got onto Wix.com and put yourself together just like a really shitty landing page, you know what you had to do that? Exchange funds. Do business. You probably had to buy the domain. You probably went to GoDaddy, bought the domain, right? And then they had to build out a site. And so they probably used Wix or some other freaking site, paid them $39, $59, $139, right? And then they've got server fees. They probably have some type of payment processor so that people can donate to them. But the problem is capitalism. Your website says the problem is capitalism. Okay, moron. Back to their website. "The global economy is complicit in genocide. Join participating cities." Genocide has existed before the global economy, dumbass. Like, read the Bible. Read history books. People have been killing each other from the dawn of time. And if You think shutting down traffic in Oakland is going to make the Philistines and the Israelites stop trying to kill one another? You're an idiot. You're like an absolute moron. And there's a lesson in here for us, one that I learned 20 years ago. History does not begin with your awareness of it. Okay? Many, many billions of people have come before us, and be it the Father's will, many billions of people will come after us. We've all inhabited the same earth, and we've all had the same vices, and we've all had the same challenge. Read Ecclesiastes, okay? Like, the human condition, whether you're a ditch digger or a king, is consistent across time. But because you don't like a thing that's happening literally halfway around the world, you're going to throw a temper tantrum here. You are like, if you were my child, I would whoop your ass. Like, really? The world economy is complicit in genocide. Join participating cities in blocking the arteries of capitalism and jamming the wheels of production. The wheels of production. Okay. How much you want to bet every one of these fools has a smartphone? They're probably wearing clothing, right? They probably have a vehicle. I guarantee you they have a place to lay their head somewhere that the wheels of production produced. These people are idiots. Like, these are the useful idiots that Karl Marx talked about. And it's one of the things that they don't understand. This global fomenting of a socialist, if not communist, uprising around the world in the Western developed nations is absolutely funded by bad actors, 100%. And they find idiots like this that they can pour money into. Now, last I checked, their budget last year was like 1.3 million or something like that. So if you had a bunch of like skinny jeans wearing, half shaved head, half purple hair, face attacked, looks like it got attacked by a hardware store, no muscle definition, poor posture, idiots, somehow generated $1.3 million to use to propagandize a bunch of people in key. And how did these morons happen to put together a nationwide operation? Oh, and it's international, by the way. We'll touch on that in a minute. Without any help. Is it because so many people are sympathetic to their cause? Or is it because likely tens of millions of dollars was dumped into their bank accounts and then they were assisted by people who have more prowess at this to develop an air quote grassroots movement internationally? No, they're international bad actors that are funding this, causing this to happen. And these people who are boots on the ground doing this, sitting in their lawn chair on I-880 in Oakland, they're the useful idiots that always get killed off once they've served their purpose in communism. But because they're clearly unaware of history, they don't know that. So they feel that they're morally, ethically justified in their actions because they see an injustice somewhere in the world, and therefore they need to speak out against it. Well, here's the thing, and I think most adults, most responsible adults would think, I don't want to listen to a word you have to say about anything unless you have something that I want. And I don't want anything that those people have. Like, I don't want to know how to get radicalized by the far left. 0% interested in that. I don't want to know how to not talk to girls. I don't want to know, here's how to be gender confused. I don't want to normalize the abuse of children. I don't want to normalize being socially unacceptable in my actions and my behaviors. So I'm not interested in listening to what they have to say. And you could go big outer layers of the onion here, right? Social media propagandizing people as part of a concerted effort by the technocratic elites at the top of the global structure, the big they, TikTok, Meta, blah, 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 turning our kids gay and radicalizing them for the left. Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's probably an element of that for sure. But in actuality, somebody on I-880 in Oakland should have punched those dudes' lights out and called it good. And traffic resume. I'm waxing poetic here. Shall we continue? Perhaps we shall. Their goal was written explicitly. We will identify and blockade major choke points in the economy, focusing on points of production and circulation with the aim of causing the most economic impact, end quote. Saying that, quote, there is a need to shift from symbolic actions to those that cause pain in the economy, end quote. Well, the economy's already pained. We're good. Thanks. The most popular president in American history, asterisk, the dude that you guys probably support, is already making it plenty painful for us. And here's the thing. It's just, especially as the pendulum starts swinging back the other direction, it's just a matter of time. You poke somebody in the chest enough times. Poke, poke, poke. And they take your head off with the right hook. I'd be careful whose lives you're making unnecessarily painful. Because if I lose my job because of your blockade, and now I have no way to provide for my family, I've got nothing left to lose anymore. And who am I going to take that aggression out on? You. And is that part of the plan for civil unrest? Probably. But it's a predictable action and counteraction. And your skinny jeans wearing little anemic ass is going to get lit up at some point. Shall we continue? Their social media accounts reveal that people in Portland, Oregon, just participated in blocking multiple Intel entrances, like Intel, the chip manufacturer. And people in San Antonio blocked access to Valero Energy. Seattle and St. Louis are two more cities that saw participation in the coordinated blockages. In fact, it turns out that this group has organized protests worldwide. How did they do that? This group has organized protests worldwide. Maybe they're just that good at it. I don't know. We did a thing in Fort Smith, Arkansas. 250 people showed up to give pedophiles a middle finger. That was pretty cool. We had people come from all over North America. That was super cool. That was to one event in one city that took months of planning and coordination and a significant capital investment with multiple people all rowing the boat in the same direction to make that happen. But somehow this little upstart group organized international protests worldwide on relatively short notice without a whole bunch of money. In fact, it turns out this group has coordinated and organized protests worldwide. Nigeria, Taiwan, Greece, Canada, Spain, Australia, Ireland, protests were held in all these countries and more on the 15th. While the participants are so few that it seems insignificant to the casual observer, it is notable that there were successful blockages lasting multiple hours across multiple cities and countries by only a, quote, few people. There's a potential for disruption from even small-scale economic blockades, and the simple fact that this coordination was successful at all is a meaningful indicator. If the tensions escalate in the Middle East, the domestic implications could be increasing social unrest, further political polarization, and increased pressure on the U.S. government to take action. I would prefer the action the U.S. government took was to go home, turn the lights off at the Capitol building, and just call it good. Just like put a for rent sign out on the lawn. This is very interesting. List of participating cities on A15 Action's website is as follows. Now remember, it's just a few people with a budget of 1.3 million. Mexico City, Mexico, Bogota, Colombia, Medellin, Colombia, Seoul, South Korea, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, Taipei, Taiwan, Melbourne, Australia, Johannesburg, South Africa, Sydney, Australia, Brisbane, Australia, Athens, Greece, Catalonia, Spain, Utrecht in the Netherlands, Genoa, Italy, Brussels, Belgium, Vienna, Austria, Belfast, Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, Montreal, Canada, Halifax, Canada, Ottawa, Canada, Tallahassee, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Indianapolis, London, UK, Long Beach, California, Tampa, Miami, New York City, New Jersey, Oakland, Orange County, California, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Antonio, San Diego, Seattle, St. Louis, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Adelaide, Australia, Canberra, Australia, Alice Springs, Australia, Houston, Texas, Western Massachusetts. What's in Western Massachusetts? You're going to go protest in the Allagash Swamp while you're hunting moose? Whatever you're into, bro. Portland, Oregon, Hobart, Australia, Castlemaine, Australia, Geelong, Australia, Darwin, Australia, and Cyprus. Okay. Just a few people. Yeah, okay. This has George Soros written all over it, just as an FYI. What kind of sheep do you have? The tasty ones made out of meat. They're called Katahdins. Done 60 videos on Patreon about sheep. If you're interested in sheep, you should probably spend $10 to get on Patreon and then use the search bar and put in sheep and watch all the sheep videos. And if you're like, $10, what does one ram or one ewe breeding stock cost? A lot more than $10. Shall we continue? Why, yes, we shall. Okay, is everybody doing all right? How are we doing in the chat? All Alaska flights are grounded. Sweet. That sounds like Russians. Medic Mouse says, impossible. No, it is possible. JC Fixer said, worth every cent. Tracking like a tank. Off-road Armada. Nice. Striker Cade, best $10 a month on the interwebs. Appreciate you, Striker Cade. Yankee Watchdog. Well, that was weird. The laptop threw me all the way to the curb. Get a hold of it, Yankee. Madkel, Patreon is the best $10 ever. Appreciate y'all. Cool. Let's see. This is interesting to me. From RT, Russia ready to collaborate with Africa against new pandemics, according to Vladimir Putin. Really, like, why does every news headline seem like the plot to like a bad action movie or like a political thriller? And maybe. Because the shenanigans have been going on since the dawn of time. Right? We just talked about this. Genocide and war have been going on since the dawn of time. Maybe it's just the fact that we're hyper aware of it now. Our ability to be informed of all these things is like overloading our, what do they call it? Where's Dr. Trevor when you need him? Your fight or flight mechanism. You know what I mean? Your autonomic nervous system, your adrenal system. It's like everything's on fire all the time. It is. We all going to die Wednesday. And so, like, but maybe everything has been on fire all the time forever, and we were just unaware of it. And maybe the things that we think are super duper impactful aren't that impactful. And you could make the argument, well, the technology we have today, we've never had before, never in human history has it been possible to kill every man, woman, and child on planet Earth with a flip of a switch. Fair enough. Okay. I mean, the whole Oppenheimer complex, I get it, right? Behold, I am death, destroyer of worlds. Tracking, comma. I don't know. If the Assyrian army showed up to your town with 250,000 troops, that's, you know, the Bronze Age equivalent of a nuclear weapon, isn't it? And yet, and still, people endure. We're still here. Praise Yah, we're still here. And so I think our inherent resiliency is maybe a little bit higher than we give it credit for. And we are hardwired by nature and through our mitochondrial DNA to be on the lookout for things that can hurt us, which is why like people respond so much more to negativity than they do to positivity, because your internals are designed to recognize threats. So that you don't get killed by a lion, a tiger, a bear, oh my, right? And so when you see all these negative things, they seem more impactful, especially the scale at which they can be more impactful. Thermonuclear war. It's like, yeah, but we could hyperfixate on that. And then what does that get us? Probably exhausted. That's maybe it, right? I am waxing poetic this morning. Read the headline, Bear. Russia ready to collaborate with Africa against new pandemics, according to Putin. Putin says the continent needs an expansion of modern medical infrastructure in the face of potential disease outbreaks. Now, last I checked, there were 27 different nation states with a presence on the African continent. Like, not people that live in Africa, like the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, the French, etc. So the 27 different nation states with boots on the ground on the African continent. And I think going forward, we're going to see more and more action on the African continent because it's rich with resources, but it's, generally speaking, underdeveloped as compared to other parts of the world. And so you could have another front opening up in Africa. And we have had quietly a front open in Africa for a long time. Russia stands committed to an active partnership in healthcare with African nations, which are particularly vulnerable to the risk of new deadly disease outbreaks, President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday. Oh, did you guys hear there's a new monkeypox out? The CN1 or something, one version, CA1 version of the new monkeypox. And it's currently killing 10% of the people who contract it. Yay! Don't eat monkeys. Read Leviticus 11. Sorry, somebody's texting me, and this somebody's important. Although this could be important people wasting my time.
You can always wait until after the break to respond.
Yeah, I could, but when people like this message me, I have to look. All right, I'm back. Africa, diseases, monkeypox. It's terrible. Don't get it. Our program of assistance to African countries in sanitary and epidemiological well-being launched in 2023 provides for the delivery of 10 mobile high-containment biological laboratories. That's the part that kind of caught my attention. Dude, why does Africa need 10 more bio labs? Like, let's think of some of Africa's greatest hits, shall we? AIDS. Monkeypox, African fever, African swine flu. Didn't H1N1 come from Africa? What else? What else came from there? Thanks, Sam. Off-grid coffee for the new baby sleep cycle. Ebola. Thank you, J.R. Obama, said Nostradamus. True. Maurice, how many of you do what Bear's doing every day? Not many. West Nile disease. True. Dengue. African killer bees. Right. So let's give them 10 more biolabs. Thanks, Russia. And train over 350 African specialists conducting a series of joint scientific research. No. I'm just going to go with no. Not looking forward to that. So we'll leave that there for now. Yes, cooties, Miss Lovely Duddy. That is correct. I do think, I think cooties came from, was it the Congo? Girl Carpenter, unrelated to topic. What did you say to research for making feed corn into edible corn? Nixtamalization. Got at least 2 videos on how to do it on Patreon. Nixtamalization. Malaria. Thank you. Not to mention the spiritual problems. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Jungle fever. Anyway, I don't think we need 10 more Russian biolabs in Africa. I'm super good on biolabs, period. 0% interested. No, thank you. By the way, a very interesting read is a book called Bitten, and it talks about the American documented American Biolabs engineering ticks to be carriers for disease, and where those ticks were distributed throughout the country, and the resultant effects on the populace as part of a decades-long covert study to see how these ticks could carry disease. And alpha gal, Lyme's disease, etc. It's called Bitten. Definitely recommend reading it. Gunfighter Concealment. I'm noticing that Doom Preppers are using YouTube feature that make you subscribe before you can comment. It puts them over 500K. Have you thought about using that on this channel? So you have to be subscribed to comment on my stuff already. And the reason for that is because of bots. So Gunfighter Concealment, I wouldn't necessarily think that the Doom Preppers are doing that in order to get their subscribership up. Although maybe they are. If they are, that's a tactic I'm unfamiliar with. But the reason we do it is because of bots. And so I want you to be subscribed for a minimum period of time before you can comment on the live stream. Same thing at the channel, because there's a lot of bots, and I just don't want to deal with them. And it's a drag on our op tempo to deal with bots, because then I have to have people in the comments dealing with the bots, deleting comments, block, ban, delete, all that crap. And so that's why we do it. Another super interesting article, the last we're going to look at today. Yes, Plum Island Watcher, that's correct, and other sundry places. This article comes from The Blaze. It's very long, and so I'll see if I can find the article or find the paragraphs in the article that are actually worth reading. But it's an op-ed from The Blaze written by Justin Haskins, 12 April 24, and the title is Anti-Trump Groups Are Quietly Planning for a Fake Election Crisis. Dozens of prominent U.S. and state government officials, advocacy groups, and executives from big tech companies gathered together in New York last month to participate in an important simulated election exercise. So let's just pause right there. Let's begin with the inherent biases of those participating in the exercise. Dozens of prominent U.S. and state government officials. I wonder who they're allied to, loyal to. Advocacy groups. For who? And executives from big tech companies. I wonder where their political allegiances lie. Gathered together in New York. I used to live in New York. My guess is probably bluish tint. To participate in an important simulated election exercise. The war game exercise imagined a fictional crisis in which AI-generated photos and videos are released on social media immediately before the 2024 election. The images appear to show election officials in Florida dumping ballots in an apparent attempt to manipulate the election's outcome. Election officials in Florida. What color is Florida? Red. So the blue people ran a war game where the red people were dumping ballots to try and manipulate the election's outcome using AI. That's super interesting. If a deepfake election crisis does occur, and there's a good reason to think that it will, Trump's enemies will be ready to take advantage. The simulation included phone calls to elderly voters in Arizona. It featured AI-generated voices. The calls asked elderly voters to stay away from the polling centers due to threats from radical militia groups. Interesting. Radical militia groups, generally speaking, what end of the political spectrum do they fall on? Generally speaking, radical militia groups, not radical blue-haired weaponized groups. Radical militia groups. In what state? Arizona. What are the political, is that a swing state? Is that an important state? Okay. Participants role-played how the Biden administration should respond to the simulated deepfake event. They gathered in a mock White House situation room, with each player taking on the role of a prominent figure in the government, civil society, or corporate America, including the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, big tech companies, and even the CIA. They engaged in lengthy debates, blah, blah, blah. Organizers call the event the Deepfake Dilemma, which is part of a much larger effort taking place nationally to prepare for the 2024 deepfake election crisis. Let's see. Without question, AI-generated content could have an impact on the 2024 election. A well-timed deepfake image, audio clip, or video could create massive confusion for voters, or perhaps even affect how individuals decide to vote. Let's see. Where did it go? NBC News reports that the participants in the Deepfake Dilemma War Game and other nonprofits and good government groups, are actively working to build a nationwide network of former officials, technology specialists, and others to help local authorities detect deepfakes in real time and respond with accurate information. And it goes on from here. So they're wargaming it now. Why would you wargame it now? Question. Why would you wargame it now? What's the benefit of wargaming it now? Well, so when we do it for real, it's not the first time that we've done it. So we can run a sustain, improve what worked, what didn't work, so that we have, we can identify where we have key weaknesses so we can plus those up. We can identify who did really well in this so we can reinforce them, build them up, put teams around them. Reps and sets, Upstate 717. Exactly. Matt Bear, it's not a war game. It's a practice run. Bingo. I am so super duper torn between whether voting matters anymore and you should spend some of your time doing it, or if it's just a waste of time. And I think as part of the left's demoralization campaign, they want us to believe it's a waste of time so that we don't vote. Because I do think they have the ability to sway the election. But I think it appears to be to me that it's not a foregone conclusion that they can control the outcome of an election, but they can sway the direction. And so they would want us to be demoralized and think it would be pointless to vote in the first place. So therefore, you should vote. And one of the things that Andy Frizzella has talked about, and I think there's some wisdom in this, is everybody should go vote so that when they try and say that there were only 43 votes for Donald Trump, we could be like, BS. No, there were not. Everybody should go and vote so that it would be absolutely clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that if they did steal the election in 2024, it'd be obvious. So I think there's some wisdom in that, which brings me back around to, well, then you should vote. I definitely believe in local elections and state elections, you should be voting because I think those things matter the most because they're the closest to you. But when it comes to the federal election, clearly who is in the White House matters, because love him or hate him, I much prefer the economic climate of Donald J. Trump to that of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Asterisk. Amber Mason says, ugh, vote for Pedro. 100%. Local mayor election decided by one vote. Local votes matter still. 100%. That's a good word, Kyle. So, I believe we should vote. I'm not entirely sure if it's going to matter in the election, but I do think it'll matter if the election is stolen because of AI deepfakes that they are wargaming right now. Rescue. Shalom, sir. Thank you very much for sound words. Bless you, Rescue. Praise Yah. So that's the show for today on We All Gonna Die Wednesday. Three things to be aware of. Civil unrest that was coordinated globally in 50-plus major cities on a budget of $1.3 million by a handful of turds. Nope, that one stinks to high heaven. Soros, 100%. International cabal involved. Russia is supplying Africa with 10 new bio labs. That's fun. That's going to go well for everybody. And deep fake elections. They're already wargaming it. So what should we expect come November? Probably deep fake elections. And remember, guys, soon summer will be here. And you know what we get on summers in summer during election years? Widespread civil unrest and people behaving badly. But just remember, they're mostly peaceful protests. Even if people are getting killed and properties being destroyed and entire areas of major metropolitans are shut down into Chaz Chop no-go zones, that's fine. That's fine. They're just, it's no big deal. But you can't have military-grade ammunition from Lake City Ammunition Depot, and you can't have one of those scary black rifles because that's a military-grade weapon, and you can't have your gas-guzzling engine, so we're going to need to switch everybody over to electric cars. You better not be heating your home with wood or trying to teach your children what it says in the Bible, let alone homeschool those kids. You can't do that. You are a domestic terrorist, according to Christopher Wray, director of the FBI. You are the problem. Remember that. We are the problem, y'all. It's not them. It's not these people that are shutting down commerce and railing against capitalism. What does that tell you about the FBI? Or at least key people inside of the FBI? They're communists and they're in on it. Bought and paid for, my guess, just like the big man. 10% for the big guy. RefugeMedical.com, 102 lives saved to date. For those who are listening on the audio platform, I will do my best to try and describe to you the OPFAC. I've never had to describe it before, but this is the OPFAC. It's a brand new kit from Refuge Medical. It's available at the store right now. It's on a two-week pre-order. So if you buy today, you should receive it in a couple of weeks. And so this is this replaces the ARC. The advanced ripaway kit that we put the kibosh on due to manufacturing reasons and economy of scale. It was just no longer feasible for us to continue to produce it, and so we did it. And so on the OPFAC, this can be mounted on anything that's got PALS webbing, MOLLE compatible, et cetera, et cetera. It can also be mounted on a belt, a duty belt, war belt, whatever. And you've got two sleeves for tourniquets, a top sleeve and a bottom sleeve. So you can run one or the other, or you can put dual tourniquets on the outside of it if you would like to, which is cool. And so on the outside of this one, we have our Gen 7 legit CAT tourniquet from North American Rescue right there. We have our Made in America label because we make all these here in the United States of America. We have a Sharpie, which is for drawing mustachios on the faces of your casualties. That's mostly the reason we include the Sharpie. And we've got a couple of chem lights here for all types of reasons. It can be used for marking rooms. It can be used for seeing in the dark. You can tie a piece of paracord to them and swing them around for signaling. You can use it to mark your location if you have a motor vehicle accident after dark and you're trying to get the attention of law enforcement, EMS, or fire who are showing up to respond to your situation. Use them for a lot of things, okay? I, one time, had the lights in the whole back half of my truck go out. Because I have a one-ton truck that used to work in the oil field, and whoever had it before me loved beating the piss out of it. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had no rear lights, and I didn't feel like getting pulled over. So snap two chem lights, shake them up, duct tape them to the back of the truck, boom, marker lights. I made it home. It worked. Of course, you got your Refuge Medical patch right here. And then the way this works is you got this inner pouch that's in this outer sleeve. And there's a little red handle tucked in behind the back right here. You pull this out. And now I'm holding in my hand my IFAC. Pop it open. Oh, look at the sexy organization. Got my shears, decompression needle, pressure bandage, two pairs of gloves, wound packing gauze, combat gauze, hemostatic gauze. This stuff is really good and really expensive. And then in the bottom pocket down here, we've got our airway and respiratory module. So you've got not one, but two pairs. So four chest seals. nasopharyngeal airway, and flat duct tape. And that's available in Coyote, in Multicam, and in Black currently. And if this kit catches on, if it becomes popular, we may make it available in some other colors. But based upon the historical data that we have and the typical application of this kit, those are the colors we chose to go with. So that's the OPFAC at Refuge Medical right now. You can use a promo code BEARNATION to get free shipping on this kit, everything else in the store, whatever you want. BEARFACTS are in stock. Bare minimums are in stock. SOBs are in stock. Wound care buckets, birthing buckets, postpartum buckets, bleeding control kits. Like, what if I've only got 60 bucks and I need to get a kit today because Russia is going to weaponize Ebola and give it to the blue-haired A15 action group that's going to distribute it during the deep fake elections, per se. Get a BPK, bleeding prevention kit from Refuge Medical. It's got tons of stuff in it, in a shrink-wrapped, vacuum-sealed bag, good to go, durable, portable, waterproof, dustproof, mudproof, good to go. We've got all that stuff at refugemedical.com. Check it out. Promo code BEARNATION. You can get Bear t-shirts and patches and stickers and coffee mugs and all that stuff at BearIndependent.com. Links are in the description for all this stuff. This morning on Patreon, me and my brother Buckets and Bibles were discussing relationships and how to prioritize relationship with your wife versus relationship with your kids. And what is that supposed to look like biblically? And then what does that end up looking like in practice? That's on Patreon this morning, which was a viewer question from one of y'all. And that's how Patreon works. You ask me the questions. I do a 10 to sometimes 40 minute long video answering your question on each one of these subjects. Best 10 bucks you can spend on the interwebs. Grindstoneministries.com. If you need a copy of the scriptures, you can buy one there at our cost, or you can reach out to us via Grindstone if you can't afford one, and we will send one to you at no cost. And Grindstone is our disaster relief and construction ministry. Grindstone is building Caleb House. Caleb House, K-A-L-E-B, calebhouse.org, is our anti-human trafficking ministry. And we rescue and restore kiddos that have been serially raped by assholes and make sure that bad stuff happens to bad people. And if you're into that, if the Spirit convicts you, you can find us at calebhouse.org. If you're not into that, that's okay. Go support something else. If the Spirit does not convict you, I don't want you to come play in our sandbox with us. If it does, get at us. Tracking?
Tracking like a tank, Bear.
Hey, Bear, was Grandpa Charlie in the infantry? What's up, Thomas? You bet your ass he was. It was World War II. Everybody was in the infantry. Yep. Oh, by the way, combat shirts, really good for chainsaw stuff if the trees that you're cutting are covered with poison ivy. So that's why I'm wearing this shirt, not because I want to look like a cool guy, but because I've been cutting down pine trees that are beetle killed. And since yesterday afternoon through before I started the brief this morning, I have felled, bucked up, limbed, and burned 10 pine trees. Yeah. Good times. Was it the 5th Infantry? Thomas, I don't know, but I can find out. My mom would know. She's got a lot of his documents and paperwork and his trunk of stuff. I remember Grandpa Charlie as a very wise, kind son of the Most High. He was my grandpa. He was an old man when I knew him. And he went out of his way to include me in woodworking and turning wrenches on the truck and digging holes on the property and building birdhouses. He was a great grandpa. He really was a great grandpa. Tying knots and all that stuff. So I did not know him as Charlie of the infantry circa World War II. I knew him as Grandpa Charlie. But he was a great man. Awesome guy. So, but, you know, he wasn't telling his very small grandson war stories. Oh, man. Let's Let's talk to the Father. Good morning, Father Yah. Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up today and putting breath in our lungs. And Father, I pray that we'd be good stewards of that breath and that life that you gave us to be your hands and feet, to do your will to the best of our ability. Father, I pray that you put us where we need to be today. Give us the words that we need to say today, and that you would convict us on the actions that we need to take today. Father, please give us strength in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that we could be your hands and feet, that we would have endurance, we would have fortitude. Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Please give us your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit. Pour it out on all flesh for wisdom and discernment, that we would speak your words, that we would operate in righteousness to the best of our ability, that we would be a lamp to those that need the light. Father, use us as a conduit for your good and your love and your peacefulness, Father. Please give us peace that surpasses all understanding, that even as the world continues to apparently spiral out of control, you are sovereign over all things. And this is all part of your plan, even if we are not wise enough to understand it or ascertain the machinations that you use to make your will be done. We would continue to trust in you and not let our faith falter because the world is stupid. Father, y'all put a hedge of protection around these people and anything within the sound of my voice that is not of you. I command it to flee in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You're not welcome here. Father, fill us up with your light. Thank you for making a way for us to come home by the blood of your Son, and for redeeming us back into your household as sons and daughters of the Most High. Father, I pray that you would please today protect these people, provide for these people, and bless these people. In Yeshua's name, amen. Cue the outro music. Gotta get me a new equipment share hat. I'm getting dust and mud and sweat stains on this one. Shame, shame. Shout out to Equipment Share. They're a great company. They really hook it up for Grindstone when we do disaster relief. And they've hooked it up for Caleb House Construction as well. Like way below market value equipment that we've needed at times. And they've donated a bunch of equipment to deployments as well. Quietly, without asking for any recognition whatsoever. So if you need to rent a piece of heavy equipment, you might look up Equipment Share. They've been great to us. And at least the people that I've dealt with personally as our sales reps have been great people as well. So appreciate you, Equipment Share, for helping us be the hands and feet of the Most High. And I appreciate you, Bear Nation. Thank you for being here, for being a part of what we do. We'd be dead in the water without you. So, y'all have a blessed day. I'm out. Shalom.